Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
That song has been so stuck in my head. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes, variety. That's Stay, the Kid Leroy featuring Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Like constantly, I don't know any of the words, and I'm constantly like going around the house saying, stay. Hi, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There is an Alice escape happening, you guys. This is the best one ever. Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. This is huge. Here's how to win. Take the word Vegas, V-E-G-A-S. Text the word Vegas to our contest line, 20357. It's that easy. Text Vegas to the contest line, 20357. And you're in the running to win a pair of tickets for Bruno Mars in Las Vegas at Dolby Live on September 3rd. You get a two-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare for you and a guest. It's a big deal. And the only way to get in it is to text the word Vegas right now to 20357. Sarah's code word is Vegas. There'll be so many more code words today. Oh, my God. Lunchtime, 12:05. And then Jane has you every hour in her show. Listen to Jane's show all day today. Keep it on Alice all day.
Oh boy. Yeah, listen to Jane. Best afternoon show west of the Mississippi. It's amazing. You're going to love it.
Yes. Fantastic. What is happening? What's going on? Okay, everything's all right.
Oh boy.
Great. I'm just getting wild gesticulations in there. Not sure what's happening.
It's okay. I thought I heard something. I didn't hear it. It was all good.
Great. I'm scared, man.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello. A couple things that are happening in the city that I thought, you know, you read down, like, here's some stuff that's happening in the Bay Area this weekend. Here's some fun things. And there were a couple fun. I was like, oh, it's pretty good. Like, did you know that tomorrow is World Goth Day?
Oh, that's awesome.
And here locally, we're celebrating in Alameda on the USS Hornet. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but we got a goth. We have one of them. Her name's Jane.
Legit goth, too. She like, doesn't put it on and take it off like
goth.
A costume.
No.
She goes home, takes off her daily wears,
yes.
And then puts on black sweatpants,
yes.
And black t-shirt.
With spikes.
And black, like...
reapplies her lipstick.
Feather slippers.
Yes. Oh, probably. Right. Yeah.
Boom.
No, she's full on goth all the way across
right.
The sky, our Janie.
None of us know her real hair color, including her.
Mm. It's not black, you're telling me?
It's
I didn't realize.
Blue,
she,
black,
she was born
no.
That way.
No, it's not.
Weird.
Nope.
World Goth Day. This is a fest. So this is happening here locally on Saturday. I don't see times on this, but here's the deal. It's World Goth Day Fest. Celebrate goth culture with live music, vendors, dark fashion. Jane, gotta get some new dark fashion. and after parties. So starting at noon, it's at the USS Hornet in Alameda. We've been to the Hornet. It's a haunted ship, by the way.
Yeah, we did an overnight.
We did. It was scary. Tickets start at $28. World Goth Day Fest. There's a lot of Cinco de Mayo stuff happening. There's a Cinco de Mayo Lowrider Showcase, and that is in the Mission District from 10 to 4 tomorrow. Although why it's on Saturday and not on Monday, I don't know, but they're celebrating because it's a Saturday. There is, if you are like, you love the Kentucky Derby and you're looking for a place to watch that for $97, this sounds kind of posh. It's the Guardsman Kentucky Derby Party. This is, you put on your best derby attire and they've got mint juleps and you watch the race. It's from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the General's residence at Fort Mason.
So that's the Guardsmen or the...
You know about this?
Oh, I know about the Guardsmen. It was a Hooman rule. Oh, of course it was. Always wanted us to go to this thing. It was all the Marina boys when I was a Marina boy, I guess. We would go to the Guardsmen stuff.
Oh.
Very cool. Very.
So it does sound posh.
It's posh and younger.
Mm. Marina boys. Is that a club?
No, I mean, it was just, I don't know.
It's just, a bra
club. We all hung out in the marina and kind of douchey.
We hover near the Babe Way Marina. Listen to this. If you're looking for like a physical challenge on Saturday, this is at 7:30 in the morning. It's called the SF Stair Challenge. It's a 5-mile route through the city that takes you on the steepest streets, a hillside slide, more than 36 staircases. There are some crazy staircases in this town. Yep. And that's a super fun way to see the city from a different way. And maybe you're already like, I love to hike. I love to run. I love my muscles. You know, that kind of thing. Proceeds support Walk SF, and it starts tomorrow morning at 7:30 at Garfield Square, and it is $85 to do this walk with everybody. So, but the proceeds support Walk SF. So, a couple things that are happening. Anything else I want to? Bart has a thing going on for May the 4th. Be with you. Listen to this: May the 4th, Star Wars Day. Bart is doing a 90-minute themed starship ride featuring costume contests. It departs at 4 p.m. from MacArthur Station. So if you're looking to participate, there you go. Sunday, may the 4th be with you. There you go.
So, too bad they can't do that every day. Like, I bet, you know, ridership will be up.
If they had costume contests.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, the nerds. They participate and stuff.
They do. You could do, like, all different kind of themed out days, like, you know, remember the Alamo Day, or I don't know. I mean, that just popped into my head.
I don't think that's going to work, but yeah, Star Wars every day, though, would be good.
Juicy Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, cheeseburgers are good.
Oh, my God.
What are you bringing those up for? I got to climb under the desk and eat my oatmeal still. Like, don't bring up cheeseburgers.
I know. Doesn't a cheeseburger sound so good right now?
Of course it does.
Mm. You want your bun toasted?
I'm either way on that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing your buns, I'm in.
Right,
then, but if you're like, no, I'll do yours, though, I'll be like, nah, no need.
Yeah. Did you ever say yeah to a toasted bun that comes back black? I'm like, but always so bummed out. I've been burned that way a couple times. You know, like, oh. I mean, I would have been fine with it. That was not a joke.
That was a joke. I've been
no
burned
pun intended.
Like that.
That was, you know.
We get it.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news. Her Goop website's amazing. It's amazeballs. And they have released a Mother's Day gift guide. I can't decide if I like Gwyneth or not. Like, sometimes she says things that I don't like. Like when she left America and was like, America sucks, and that bummed me out. And then other times she's so like delightfully out of touch with everything. Like, I invented yoga. But I'm like, oh, that's adorable. Like, she just doesn't have, she's so out of touch. It's great. She's interesting. So Gwyneth, and I will also say that the whole conscious uncoupling was at first really funny. And I thought, okay, they actually did do that. Like the Chris Martin from Coldplay and she, they were married, they have kids and stuff. And then she's with this Brad Falchuk guy now, and he's got whatever he's got going on. And they all, there's so many pictures of them all just hanging out together. I think that, isn't Dakota Johnson dating Chris Martin and has been for years now? Like they...
I don't know.
So now they sort of doubled, not really double day, but they got the kids in common. So there's a lot of sort of gatherings, and I always see pictures. I think, you know, that's pretty well adjusted on all their parts. Good for them.
Money does help.
Yes, it does. It does.
In situations
where no
like
one's
that,
struggling to pay bills.
Where one person is like, that son of a bee hasn't paid the, and I'm paying for all the things in this. They
yes,
don't have that.
They don't.
To get into the mix.
There's no worries.
But
about
I agree
how
with you that if you're able to be above it and do right by the kids and put aside your injury.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great move. Good for them.
So Goop has put out the annual Mother's Day gift guide, and the options run from affordable to ridiculous. There is a $25 memory journal. That's very sweet. Get that for mom, and she can jot down whatever she can remember. She's so frazzled from raising you. Or you can do a $17,000 necklace. But since we're talking about Goop, of course, there's going to be a sex toy on the list. And what does mom want more than a little mommy's little helper? Gwyneth believes that your mother should pleasure herself this year with the Womanizer Enhance.
I don't remember the one that we got that she was.
But it was the Womanizer.
Oh, was it? Okay, then that's the one. She
but
was
I don't
like,
know if
it's
this
a no. Like, I don't want that.
I don't know if this Enhance is like a different thing. I'm gonna look at the picture here and you tell me. It does. I don't know. I mean, it's 100.
Yes, it's that part right there is supposed to go.
Is the cup. It's supposed to have like a suction thing right. happening.
It was a no. And I kept saying.
It's sort of an elongated.
Give me 5 more minutes. We'll make it work. And she was like,
it looks like
it's
a
no.
pipe. It actually, it's a pretty good size. It's sort of almost like a pot pipe. Like it looks like you would hold
yes.
it like this and then you could pack your weed in there.
What is that? Did they say what it costs?
$159.
Yeah, I had spent quite about the same on the Womanizer whatever version. And then she was very quickly like, it's not for me. Mm. And I went, we don't know yet. Give it a second.
Would you ever get your mom a vibrator?
I wouldn't. I would not.
No, you would
no.
never.
Nope.
Wouldn't do it.
If she said that I want that, I would get it
and
for her.
And send you the link. Like, here's the exact one I want. Don't guess about what I need down here.
I'd be happy to. Yeah. And, you know, my mom is someone who, when my dad passed, she said, that's that. And I was like, but you don't know.
Your mom's very attractive. Sandy, don't close yourself
off. It turns
off
out,
like
well,
that.
She just doesn't want any part
well,
of it.
All right. You know,
and
she lives her life for her grandkids.
That's where she's at.
And her dog.
I don't know why, but she's, you know, not someone who's going to be at the grocery store entertaining, you know, gentlemen talkers.
Mm.
She's busy getting her odds and ends. I've got stops to make. I got to get to the
bits and bobs. No, that's great. If that's what she wants, that's fine.
I think that you've got one run at this life. And you should try to maximize.
Well, you certainly shouldn't shut it down if you have another opportunity. If maybe she doesn't want to go out looking for it and she feels satisfied and content in her life. But if it comes at you at the supermarket, Sandy.
She's just not. I'm just telling you that I wish she would. I'm sure everyone wants companionship. Everyone wants friendship. But she's not. That's just not her. She's like that guy from like 15 to... You know, whenever he passed, that's the guy. Mm. There's no other guy. The end. So, you know, all right.
Well, so let's get her a vibrator from other
I don't know about getting Sandy a vibrator.
Yeah, I could easily get my mom a vibrator, no problem.
Well, your mom is.
She would be like, oh my God, this is the best present you've ever gotten me. Anybody else? Maddie, did you ever buy, Lottie, rest in peace? Did you ever buy your mom a vibrator?
No, but I found something my dad made her once.
Oh God.
He's a woodworker.
Oh no.
And made, yeah. Yeah.
Out of wood?
Yeah.
Just like a dildo?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not
out of wood.
Out of wood.
Hopefully, like really nicely sanded and finished.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, he's a fine craftsman, my old man. But yeah.
Bob, care to answer that question, or do you want to just you can say no? I think not turning on her mic is in fact an answer. It's like a complete sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, everybody, turn your mics on because we're about to play a game.
All right.
Okay. Is this or is this not? On the list of 2025 Mother's Day gifts on Goop. Just so we're all aware, Bob did earn a point earlier today because Maddie didn't give her an opportunity to play.
Oh.
And she says she had the right answer. So she starts with 1 point in the bucket. Round one. Which of these two things is really on the Goop gift guide? The Martini Emotional Detox Bath Soak, a luxurious bath soak designed to help release stress and restore balance. Or the Moonbeam Moisture Mist, a hydrating facial mist infused with lunar-charged water for nighttime radiance. Which of those is a real thing on the 2025 Mother's Day gift guide on Goop? The Martini Emotional Detox Bath Soak or the Moonbeam Moisture Mist?
I'll go Moonbeam because it sounds so ridiculous.
Moonbeam.
Martini.
It's the Martini.
Oh.
That's the real one. The Martini Emotional Detox Bath Soak. So dumb. Oh, okay, next one. Which of these is really on the Goop Guide? Van Cleef & Arpels Frivole Bracelet.
Wait, hold on. You didn't say any of that right.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Go again.
Van Cleef & Arpels Frivole Bracelet. Huh?
All right. Fine.
Van Cleef & Arpels Frivole Bracelet. A delicate rose gold bracelet adorned with floral motifs. Or Celestial Harmony Necklace, a necklace featuring interlocking planetary symbols to balance your chakras. Which of those is fake? Well, actually, which of them is real? Tell me which one is real. Van Cleef & Arpels Frivole Bracelet or Celestial Harmony Necklace?
Celestial Harmony.
I'm with Bob on this. The Harmony Necklace is the one that speaks to me here.
It's high end, but I'll go with Van Cleef & Arpels.
Van Cleef & Arpels, it is. Mm. The Frivole Bracelet.
They used to always give away Van Cleef & Arpels on game shows. That's how I know.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've never heard of it before.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah.
I just assumed she was butchering it because, you know, she's not a designer lady.
That is for sure. I might still have been butchering it. I don't know. Okay, next up. Which of these is really on? By the way, you guys each have 1 point right now.
Oh, we're tied.
Does anybody want to? And that means Bob has got no points because she started with 1 point.
Thanks for pointing that out.
I'm just trying to make you see that I'm keeping an accurate record of the points.
Oh, that's what we're doing?
Keep an accurate record? I'm doing my best.
Well, you're the host.
Well, I think I screwed up yesterday.
You for sure did. But what we're saying here is the bar is...
You don't know.
I have the tape, so...
Yeah, we got the tape.
Did you go back and look?
We don't need to.
Yeah, I never make mistakes, so... all right, here we go. Third one. Which of these is really on the Goop Guide? Activist Manuka Honey Mask. Oops, let me try that again. Activist Manuka Honey Mask. A rejuvenating honey mask that hydrates and nourishes the skin. Or Bee Bliss Facial Scrub. An exfoliating scrub made from crushed honeycomb and royal jelly.
What's royal jelly?
It's what the queen gets fed. That's how they make... Yes, that's how they make... The queen, it by feeding the royal jelly. It's true. Just ask me. I'm all about the Apian, all things Apian over here.
What is it again?
Okay. First one is Activist Manuka Honey Mask or Bee Bliss Facial Scrub. Do you want the descriptions again?
Yeah.
Okay. Activist Manuka Honey Mask is a rejuvenating honey mask that hydrates and nourishes the skin. Or Bee Bliss Facial Scrub, an exfoliating scrub made from crushed honeycomb and royal jelly.
I'm going to go with the second one, Bob.
You're going Bee Bliss Facial Scrub.
I'll go with the first.
I'll go bees.
You're going the Bee Bliss Facial Scrub? Okay. Bob gets the point there. It's Activist Manuka Honey Mask.
Okay.
Round four.
Oh. No one won yet?
Well, there's five total.
Oh, I see.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Oh, you hate this game.
Oh, no, I love it.
It feels like you don't.
It's the best game of the week.
So far for you.
Oh, wait till the last game.
Oh, yeah. Maddie's going to do the last game. Here's the next one. Which of these is really on the Goop Guide? Kosas Weightless Lip Color, a lightweight, vibrant lip color that glides on smoothly. Or Moonglow Lip Balm. A lip balm that changes color based on the phases of the moon. Which of those is real?
First one, but
the
wink.
Kosas Weightless Lip Color.
Yeah, the first one.
I'm going to go the second one.
It's the first one. And Bob currently has 3, Maddie has 2, Vinny has 1. And here's your final round. Unless Maddie ties it, in which case it's a tie because this is the last question. Goop and avocado meditation pillow. A sustainably made pillow designed for comfortable meditation sessions. Or Dream Cloud aromatherapy blanket. A blanket infused with essential oils to promote restful sleep. Goop and avocado meditation pillow or Dream Cloud aromatherapy blanket. Which of those is real?
I'm going to say the avocado pillow.
I'm going to go with the second one.
You're going with the aromatherapy blanket?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll go with the avocado pillow.
It is the avocado pillow. And by a score of 4-3-1, it is Bob who wins today.
All right, Bob.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like it. That was a fun game. I personally like that game. Okay, let's do a catch up on the Bill Belichick thing.
Oh, thank God.
Because we have not gotten an update on the Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, and the chick who's got an OnlyFans account that Selena doesn't follow anymore. I haven't seen, it was my favorite story yesterday and I really thought everyone was going to have it and there's nothing. So we'll go over to the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson. There's a few things here. So,
you know, I heard, I hope this isn't in your story, but I did hear Chuck comment on it and he said, I know Bill Belichick and I feel like I gotta reach out to him because I'm worried about him. This story is really kind of frightening. Like, I don't think of Bill Belichick as being...
This is a disaster. It's an S-storm.
Okay, go on.
Just to set this up, during a CBS Sunday morning interview intended to promote Bill Belichick's new book. Now, if you don't know who Bill Belichick is, he's the longtime coach of the New England Patriots. That is what he's known for. That, the Tom Brady thing, he was with them all those times. They broke up and everything went to S for one of them. And then Bill is now a coach in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also in his 70s and has a 24-year-old girlfriend. Now you're caught up on that part. During this Sunday morning CBS interview, intended to promote his new book, the girlfriend, the 24-year-old, interrupted when the topic shifted to their relationship, saying, mm-hmm. We're not talking about that. Belichick later claimed that the interview was supposed to focus solely on his book. CBS said, no, we made no agreement as to what the parameters of this would be. You didn't say, you didn't put anything off limits, and we didn't agree to anything.
And what's the problem?
Ask the chick who stormed out of the interview she wasn't doing. The incident drew criticism, including from Belichick's daughter-in-law, Jennifer Schmidt, who commented that publicists should act professionally and not storm off set. So she gave her father-in-law's girlfriend a little...
Well, she should.
An elbow. Yeah, somebody should.
And I just told you, like, Charles Barkley's a guy who, he's one of the number one talkers in sports, and he's a guy who went, I know Bill, and I feel like I need to reach out to him. Mm. Like, that is, it says a lot. Like,
say that publicly, too.
I think he even prefaced it by saying, I don't really like getting involved in people's personal lives, but this is a situation where I feel like I'm worried about Coach.
There was a planned Hard Knocks docuseries featuring Belichick's transition to coaching at the University of North Carolina, and that was abruptly canceled. Reports indicate that Hudson demanded an executive producer role, daily footage access, and editorial control, leading NFL Films to go, no.
Bye.
We're not going to do this. We have a level of discomfort with your involvement.
Who is this again?
Right. I'm his girlfriend and his publicist or something. Can you believe that? I want an executive producer role and I want access to everything. The controversies. Oh my gosh. Are you okay?
Yes.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. You went down the wrong tube?
No.
Put your hands up and cough.
I laughed when I was drinking. Mm. It's funny. She is really out of control.
The controversies have sparked internal concerns. You want me to turn off your
mic? No, I'm totally fine. Thank you.
Okay. I care about you.
I thank you. I appreciate it. It's now I've made a scene and I really...
It's fine. We have to fill time.
No, it's okay. I want to hear this story. Okay. This is good.
The controversies have sparked internal concerns at the University of North Carolina and public criticism Former Pats linebacker Ted Johnson suggested that Belichick's recent behavior, influenced by Hudson, might render him unfit for college coaching. Additionally, there are people, David Portnoy, I feel like I know that name.
Yeah, he is Barstool Sports.
Okay. Speculated that Hudson is exerting significant control over his public statements and feels like, is this a person who is taking advantage of like an old guy? Is what it sounds like.
That's what I'm trying to say. As you look at it, and there's definitely, but he might be like, and I think there have been millions of dudes before Billy here who's like, I got this hot lady who just wants to do me all the time. It's so fun.
Yeah. I'm just letting her do what she wants.
I'm living my best life. Yeah. I really don't care about interviews or books or, frankly, I don't even care about football anymore. Right. I'm an old man who just is.
I paid off all her houses and I'm hoping that I can set her up before I croak and she does me every day until then.
I'm having the most fun.
Right.
So
fun. Have you seen her? She's hot. Anyway,
so I don't know how that. I don't know where that ends. I really hope that he dumps her.
I hope so too. I would like her to go away.
That is one of those things where he's a guy who built a reputation and a career over the course of his whole life.
Yeah,
like his whole life has been in football. His dad was a football coach, and he came up.
What year did they win their first Super Bowl? Was it? It was like 2004 or something.
The Pats?
Yeah.
No, tell me.
His first Super Bowl. I don't know.
I don't know.
Early 2000s, like right around the time she was born.
But he got a Super Bowl. Yes, right.
2002.
Right.
No. Ooh.
He also got a Super Bowl ring from being an assistant coach on the Giants. And he also
wasn't born the head coach
of the Cleveland Browns. Yeah.
She is doing to Bill Belichick's career and his public image what that lady did on the front of the car that they got into a road rage incident with. She is, because now that car is always going to be.
Oh, that visual's back. Super.
Thank you. I love that one. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Oh, man, I'm looking at the Valkyries page here. I got to get off that.
Golden State Valkyries. Woo, 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 woo.
Science!
Oh, I love science.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
That's where I'd want to be. Whoa, 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 whoa. Right next to you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Please come join us for our live broadcast 1 week from today, May 9th at Cache Creek Casino Resort. All the details are available at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Central Park Performance Pavilion will be buzzing this summer as the free summer concert series sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation gets underway in June.
Oh.
The music will be sure to get your toes tapping as you enjoy views of Lake Elizabeth and Mission Peak.
That sounds delightful.
Visit Fremont.gov for concert details. On the Fremont Central Park Performance Pavilion. Peas.
You did a good job.
I know, but it's really the peas. Like it's one of those where all people who talk into mics are like, oh no, peas. Not one, but three. Ah, what?
You nailed it.
All right.
Really
thank
good.
You.
You really should go home.
Yeah. I mean, on that
call it a day.
Right. Doesn't get any better.
I actually have some stuff to do that hopefully will,
don't
in
be here,
fact,
man.
Be
what are you
the,
doing?
The tag I just read. I hope. This is from the Merck News this morning.
Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry, I got out of order. Morning cloud, sun later. Actually, we're starting to see blue sky here in downtown San Francisco. So the clouds are starting to break up. Can you see the blue?
I can. Yeah. When I lean over, I can't see it out the way I think we see a different
so,
slice of
morning
the
morning cloud, sun later, highs in the 60s and 70s, and the Warriors play tonight at 6 p.m. Go Warriors. Okay. This story is surprising to me, and I'm not sure I believe it because, well, I'll tell you why in a second. Tesla reportedly searching for CEO to replace Musk is your headline.
Oh, About time.
The Wall Street Journal cited multiple anonymous sources in the report.
Yeah, Tesla's going to need to do that.
Well, but they have a problem, and that's the part it's not in the story, but that guy he's the majority stakeholder in the company.
Yep.
He owns the most stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out, I don't know if you guys know this, there's a brother, Musk.
Brother Musk?
And Brother Musk owns an S ton of Tesla stock as well.
How do we not know about Elon Musk's brother? He must be such a loser.
Or he just does his job and isn't out in front of cameras at all.
People are just like, forget
times.
That guy.
No, I mean, he's
a loser.
His name's Kimball, and he wears a cowboy hat all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. Refer to my earlier statement.
Kimball Musk.
He looks like a dork.
He looks like Elon Musk
Don't
playing
say
the role
that.
Of a cowboy
That's
dork.
That's not nice.
Kimball Musk.
He is the quiet Musk and maybe the preferred.
Looks like Dwight Yoakam.
I love Dwight Yoakam.
Doesn't he kind of look like
that middle
photo?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
A little bit.
But he's got a dumb cowboy hat on.
Anyway, does it say there? He works at Tesla. He's another.
Let's let him be anybody's better than Elon.
Well,
at this point.
The point is, if these two are dismissed in a hostile way and they sell their stock, what happens to the company?
It gets rebranded and renamed and we do schmeshlas.
I was behind a Tesla yesterday driving down the road towards home and the bumper sticker, I went, well, let me check this one. And it was something just
purchased early 2024.
It said vintage Tesla before all the bull.
It actually said that before all the BS. Mm.
And I went, well, yeah, there's a new one.
So many people, look, we're all trying. It's all about the environment for a lot of people who are using Teslas, like, and electric cars in general. Like, you feel like you're doing something good. And it's why that was a successful company. And now it's like the people who own them should not be victims of car keyings and poop dashboards and I don't know. That's kicking it out of my mind.
It's going
around,
isn't it?
That's what we do to cars now, I guess. It's like I don't know. I feel like in some ways it's really a misplaced anger thing because I think that the people who own Teslas weren't like, rah, rah, I want to support whatever Elon Musk does. It was rah, rah, yay, the environment.
I think a lot of people loved Musk.
Well,
the same way.
And now they've got the sticker.
The same way a lot of people love Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs was, like, if you watch stuff and learn stuff about him, he was not the nicest man.
Right. But he also didn't try to take over the government with a chainsaw.
He didn't try. He was invited by the sitting president to come help.
Yeah, that was not awesome.
Anyway, Tesla's board
come get him.
Has contacted multiple executive placement firms to begin a search for a new CEO to replace Elon Musk. They say that the stock has fallen 45% this year. That's where, what are we? May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
That's a...
Yeah, it's been a pretty stunning first 100 days.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's out there. I don't understand how you're going to... You've been giving him so much stock in the company that unless you have to give him more to get him to leave gracefully, he could tube you.
Yeah. Well, he just was saying that he's stepping back from the government role, the Doge thing that he's been massacring, and to focus on Tesla. So
I'm sure they've been calling him regularly.
Or maybe he's like, I'm going to focus on this so that, if he thinks he can save it, I think he's sorely mistaken. I really feel like nobody wants that guy. Well, that's not true. Half the country does want that guy. Congrats, you've got him.
Time for nerd news.
I love nerd news. Nerd alert, nerd alert, nerd alert, nerd alert.
This one's for Sarah. If you didn't know, she's a purse maker.
I am. What do we got here?
She also
purse technology.
Chases Pokemon and...
Occasionally.
Has a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, all these things work into this?
No.
Oh.
Just, I'm saying, you know, you're not just a purse maker.
That is true. I am many things to many people.
Purses made of Tyrannosaurus Rex leather could be a hot new accessory soon.
Where are we going to get that from?
Two biotech companies collaborated and claim they can do it using synthetic dino DNA. Experts say, no, you can't.
Why can't they?
You need samples of DNA from actual T-Rex skin, and there isn't any. So it would be more like an educated guess at what dinosaur leather would look like. Here's the image.
But it's vegan. I mean, it's made from synthetic. Oh, it's good looking. It's
You like it?
I think that, well, first of all, even if it's biological, would that not still count as not hurting any animals? Or
right.
Like no animal suffered for that.
It's right.
It starts with synthetic DNA. Like mm-hmm. This is like a guess they made about dinosaur DNA just yeah. based off like whatever.
Based off, let me see here.
Blood samples from dead mosquitoes frozen in amber.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what, there's layers of misleading right. words here.
It looks, I will say this, that purse is beautiful and it looks very Jurassic purse.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Your,
drum
your face,
hit, please.
I don't need it. All I wanted was you looking at me with love in your eyes. That's all. That's all I'm looking for.
People now prefer legal advice from AI over advice from actual lawyers. It might have something to do with there being no bill.
Oh.
Don't take free AI advice, though. I mean, you may be risking real problems. Oh. Study at Cornell found AI writing tools are making the whole world sound American. The prompts it comes up with just tend to be tailored to more Americans than people in other countries. What?
That's weird.
That whole sentence is weird, but anyway.
So it's like sort of the way we speak and the things that we assume as opposed to the way the French.
Don't get legal advice from AI. That's all I have to say. Sorry, that story.
You could, though. If you were going to get a divorce and you want to pay all kinds of money for it, you could probably say, hey, can you give me the paperwork I need to file? What? Why are you looking? No, I just had your love and now it's gone.
Your whole life.
Yes.
Is hanging in the balance as you divide up your stuff and
maybe
break up your family
one,
and you're going to go with AI.
No, I'm saying it was an easy one. Like, let's say you got married in Vegas.
Easy divorce.
Easy divorces with no kids and not a lot of assets.
Oh, all right.
Why would you want to spend thousands of dollars getting a divorce? Isn't it the whole cheaper to keeper thing? You know, you just say, I'll just print something out off of AI and trick her into signing it. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be good.
The woman on the show said that, just so you all know.
Or she could trick the dude. That could be, it could work both ways. Here, sign this. It's for our rental car agreement.
In space news.
Oh, I love space.
Astronauts Nicole Ayers and Anne McClain completed a spacewalk yesterday, just the fifth all-female spacewalk in history.
Oh, that's fun. So there are people up on the ISS right now?
I guess so.
We're really not keeping good tabs on that
place.
We
really don't. Yeah. It's very interesting and really scary. Mm. I would... if
it's become mundane. We're like, oh yeah, those people...
Well, it's completely not top of the news pile each time it happens. Yeah, it's mundane.
Yeah.
So sad. And like, imagine if your kid came to you and said, that's it, mom. I finally found my calling and I've joined the military to train to become an astronaut.
That's what I want to be. That's all I care
what's
about.
What's the fifth branch now? Space.
Oh, space force.
Cowboy? Space force. No,
space cowboy force. Yes. Go on. Yes.
I'm joining Space Force and I'm going to go up and I'm going to be an astronaut. I would be like, can you?
What?
Can you maybe not?
Why would you say no to that?
That's so
dangerous.
It just doesn't seem like there's the same.
But for people who are enthusiasts of it, and I would call myself a peripheral enthusiast.
Oh, you
like
are.
I'm interested. You tell me the stories. I'm fully in. But there's a whole sector of people, I'm sure, who are like, yeah, that. They're paying attention. They could tell you. those women trained their whole lives, and now they just did an all-female spacewalk together.
I know,
like, that is
but
epic.
Each step in this ladder doesn't feel like, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't feel like.
But that shouldn't take away from someone who wants to go do it. If that's their dream and they're fascinated by it, if that's what Riley wanted to do, I'd be like, yes, that sounds amazing. I'll tell everyone I know that you're an astronaut.
And only the people in Houston are going to have any idea that anything happened.
Well, there's going to be, there's all kinds of space bases around.
You say.
Well, I can think of Cape Canaveral. What's the one here in California?
Vandenberg.
Thank you. Oh, of course you know that.
Of course I know that. Mm. Just feels like it's not the hero position it once was.
It
That's
isn't.
All.
It's even like flying planes, you know, it's a like a glorified bus driver position. It's, we don't treasure those things, and we don't respect the training that goes into those things, you know?
You just reminded me, though, I am frothing, and it's going to happen this summer, to go to that Joby airport and learn about the air taxis. I can't wait either.
They're like big sort of drones, and you'll be able to, but they're like rich people taxis, right?
I don't know what it's going to cost. I'm sure it's expensive at
first.
But
you'd be able to get from your house to here.
But they're already looking to hire people who will become the taxi Joby drivers.
Right.
And it's a whole thing.
And they're not even going to start in the U.S. I think they start in Dubai, right?
Dubai is a big contract for them.
So they're trained. They need people who are trained and know how to do this. So maybe that's a job avenue for someone. Oh, my God. It's so cool.
And then if it ever becomes, you know, affordable for people, I'll take a Joby.
Right.
To the Warriors game.
And didn't you say they're electric too?
They are.
Like they have a not a huge range. Just you're not going to take them to, you know, Massachusetts from here.
No.
But you could certainly hop to Vegas, maybe. Maybe not.
I haven't been on the, I will go on the tour and I will come back loaded with info.
Drop by my house. Come up to my house in the Joby. Pick me up and we'll head back down to your
house. I wonder if they're going to, I don't know if there'll be a ride. There might be a ride.
Joby
would be pretty fun.
It got to give you a ride.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
I think a ride is in order.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. There's always two people on the ISS.
Oh, is that
so
what it
someone,
takes?
707 knows.
If there's two people on the ISS, can both of them spacewalk at the same time?
Listen to this.
There have to be an emergency person.
I don't hear you.
Okay.
The last time all humans were on Earth was on October 31st, 2000. Since then, there has been at least one person in space continuously.
Wow.
Thanks to the International Space Station. Way to put that. Well done.
That's a fast fact.
That's a great fast fact.
That's very inspiring.
The last time all humans were on Earth was October 31st, 2000.
I love that it was in the year 2000 as well. That's really, thank you for sharing that.
415 says, Vin, have you seen the, I bought this before he became first lady sticker on Tesla? No, I haven't
seen. That's a good one. That's a really funny one. And that will, you know, someone who's like Superman and has a crowbar, you'd be like, oh, that's adorable. That's a really good one. We'll skip this Tesla and go to the next one.
I realize you don't come to this station for your PSAs, but don't hit people's cars. That's their money and their choice. And really, it's not.
They shouldn't have to have a bumper sticker on for you to respect the fact that that is not your car.
It's super not okay.
We get it. Like, people are super mad. I believe that. I feel it. There's some real angst happening, but don't take it out on, you know, your neighbor, Beth, who bought a Tesla because she wants to protect the environment 3 years ago. And now what? The lady's coming to get the front of her car? Come on.
650 says, Musk never hid who he was or what he believes in. Tesla owners deliberately ignored all the red flags.
No, I would say, though, that while you might not have agreed with everything, we did not know that he was going to come in and start sledgehammering long established governmental agencies.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was never part of the fan base from beginning.
There was enough stuff for me that I was like, well, private sector gets us to Mars. I'm in. SpaceX, thank you. Boring company, okay.
415 says, did you guys see the latest that Belichick's girlfriend's parents own a sex shop?
That is excellent news.
I'll get the full story on that.
Find out about that. I'm going to need a
What do you know about that?
I'm going to let you know after the break, I guess.
All right. Also, on that Belichick interview, did you notice the Ready shirt he was wearing on television? It had holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of his old... what does he do? He does like the elbow sleeve thing and...
Maybe the Ready was Navy. It was a Navy sweatshirt, and his dad coached at Navy. That's why.
But it did have. I was looking at a shot of him for the back. I'm like, that has seen better days. That is a well loved, much worn sweatshirt.
That's his thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has a look. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh, Maddie found a gift his dad made for his mom. I didn't think of that. You found the thing?
Yeah. You know, kids.
What'd you do? They go to the dog or?
No, you know, you're a kid. You're looking for money, looking through drawers.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know.
Absolutely.
And, I didn't expect to see that.
Did you know what it was?
Yeah, that's a
yeah. I knew. What she said. Well, I knew what it was shaped like.
You recognized it. How old are you?
I put two and two together. I don't know. I had to be over. I mean, they didn't get married till I was 10, so no, did not do that. No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's so gross.
What's the matter with
There's
you?
There's nothing gross about anything.
Do you need a Kleenex?
With the human. Yeah, I do. Can I have a Kleenex?
Sure. Yeah.
There's nothing gross about the human body. It's really.
Your mom's human body. Yeah, there's plenty of gross things about the human body, Vin.
What are you talking about?
But I appreciate your enthusiasm for it.
All right, there's nothing gross about the female human body. Is that better?
No, can there I say is.
No, what?
All right, let's talk about Lord, and we'll find out about the sex shop that Jordan Hudson's parents own after this.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.